Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium. We're here directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Super Bowl week continues. On Tuesday, we heard from head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, tight end Travis Kelce, defensive lineman Chris Jones, defensive end George Karlaftis, center Creed Humphrey, and wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling. We'll go in that order, starting with Andy Reid, followed by Patrick Mahomes, then Travis Kelce. After that, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll catch up with Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, Creed Humphrey, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Here's the Chiefs head coach.
And the 49ers, heck of a football team. These teams, the last two teams standing here, we're honored to be one of them. So with that, time's yours here.
Hey, Coach, over to your right.
Yep.
You've been around pro football for so long. The business of the game just continues to grow, the hoopla around it. What have you made, and what would you think back from your early days of coaching of what the NFL was then and the behemoth that it's become now?
It's great for the league, for the players, coaches, for you guys. Everybody profits from it from a monetary standpoint. It's fun to watch the growth of the game, the different changes that have taken place there. Grateful for the foundation that the guys before us laid for us, and it's different. I mean, it's definitely different. When I got into it, there weren't cell phones, and now look at us, right? So the technology, not only with you folks, but also within the game, has been increased, and it allows you to be even more detailed as a coach, which presents you and the fans better offenses and defense, a little bit more out of the box, sophisticated type offenses and defenses. So it's unlimited that way, and it's going to keep growing. The longer we're in this, it's become not just a game in America, but a game throughout the world now. So tribute to Roger Goodell and all his efforts that he's put forward to make this progressive and international.
Coach Reid, over here to your left, Evan Walker with WXCI. Coach, the 49ers are one of the few teams to regularly employ a fullback in their offense. You've been around this game for a long time. Why do you think we've seen a decline in teams regularly employing fullbacks, and what are some of the unique challenges that presents?
Yeah, so this is actually the first year that we haven't, since I've coached, that I haven't had a fullback. And I just had a tight end that could kind of fill that role, and that's what people are doing now. So things are so spread out that people have gone away from the traditional fullback, although they do a great job with it, and they're the number one offense. So they're doing something right with him. He's a heck of a player. But what you see with him is he can play the tight end position. He can play wide receiver position. They move him all over the place. And his flexibility within the offense makes it valuable position for them.
Hello, Coach. Good morning. Federico Olvera, Dame Bola from Radio 13, Mexico City.
Yes.
Coach, what's your strategy to arrive in good shape in January in the playoffs? What are those things you do and you say to your players to execute well on the game and mostly in the Super Bowls?
Yeah, so there's a lot of hoopla that goes on with the game, and everybody patting you on the back and all of that's great. But you've still got to practice. So when we come out here, we practice and we go over to the field every day, make sure we get our work done. Take care of your diet. The players do that, and rest becomes important. So you try to keep them in a routine the best way you possibly can with the different events that they have, they're obligated to.
Andy, a couple things. Kadarius Toney, what are his chances of playing on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. He's been practicing, and we'll just see whether he's up or not. Yeah.
And what about Jerick McKinnon as well?
Jerick is not practicing. I tell you, it's slim for him to be out there.
Coach Reed, last year I got to interview you, and I asked you if you considered your Kansas City Chiefs in a dynasty. You told me that it was not in you to define them like that. Given the circumstances and seeing you back here again, I have to ask, has your answer changed? Are you the new dynasty?
Yeah, so I think the best answer I can give you is when you're in the mix of things like we are, you don't really look at that. You're so focused in on the next game. And I think if you make that your focus, you're probably going to have a problem and get knocked off whatever pedestal people think you're on. And so this game, there's too much parity in this game to take your energy and put it in that direction. So we're focusing on this game here against a great football team, and it's going to take all our energy to do well against them. Yeah.
Nate.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Andy.
Nate.
What would you like to see from Joe Tooney to make him possible to play Sunday? And as a veteran coach, how hard is it to know a guy's an all-pro and is trying to be out there, but you have to maybe make the difficult decision to not play him in the biggest game of the season?
Yeah, Nate, it's strength and making sure that he's in a position that he doesn't get hurt worse than what he's got. And so that's what we look at.
Do you anticipate he's going to try to practice this week?
We'll see. I think it's a long shot, yeah.
Coach Reed, 11 Sports, The Zone, the American football community in Belgium. You have coached in a lot of Super Bowls. You won Super Bowls. You lost Super Bowls. Which of the Super Bowls you won gave you the most satisfaction? And which of the Super Bowls you lost stuck with you the longest?
Yeah, that's a good question, because the ones you lose stick with you, and the ones you win stick with you. So they're in a good way. But I tell you, always the first one that you win is something special. Not that the other one wasn't, but and then the losses, you try to learn from them the best you can. And I can remember about every play from each one of those. So, yeah.
Coach Reed, Jake Bodine with God Behind Bars.
Yep.
I, as a father of five myself, and you being a father of five, how do you balance football and family?
Yeah, so I'd probably add faith in there too, because that helps along that trail, obviously. So I think it's important that you spend time with your family. I've got 12 grandkids and one on the way, and so it's important that we divide our time up. I'm blessed to have a great wife that likes to travel and go see all the grandkids, and she has a little bit more freedom to do that. But if I'm not doing that, then if I'm not doing football or family, I mean, I'm not doing anything. I'm not a golfer. I don't go fishing and all that stuff. So it's either family or football or church. So, yeah.
Coach, year over year, you have two new tackles. Just as you look back at the year, how have you seen them develop and confidence level of them slowing down Bosa and company?
Yeah, so we had those inside three that were kind of the nucleus of it, and then we were able to welcome in two new tackles, and things started off relatively slow just because of the expectation level coming into a team that had been winning, but they've worked their tail off, and they also came from winning programs, so they worked their tail off to fit into the scheme and have done a nice job with that, so I've been happy with their progress.
Hi, Andy. We talk a lot about the various player matchups, but I wanted to ask you, how about the coaching matchup? Like yourself, Kyle's considered one of the tops in the profession. What's it like going up against him?
Yeah, it's an honor to be able to go against him. I think he is one of the top coaches in the National Football League, obviously. This isn't just a one-year thing for him. He's been doing this now for a while. So I have a ton of respect for him. He is a great offensive mind, but he's also very sharp on the, from a defensive standpoint on special teams, which makes him a great head football coach. And ton of respect for him. Look forward to the challenge of being able to do that on Sunday.
Andy, Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post. You only have two of your defensive starters from the last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl. You guys have remade your defense. It's pretty easy to for teams to stick with winning guys. What prompted you guys to make over the defense so much in these last 4 or 5 years, and how have you been able to do that while still winning at the elite level?
Yeah, I would tell you age was some of the factor in this world of the NFL and free agency. Things change. Brett Veach has done a nice job of bringing an influx of young guys into the program. Those young guys, a bunch of them were in that secondary, and they've gotten better here with time. So we took some bumps and bruises early last year, but they've gotten better. They got better towards the end of last year, and then they just picked up on it and have done a nice job working into this year. But I would tell you, Brett, the job that Brett does between free agency and the draft is second to none. I mean, he does a great job with all that.
Coach, over here.
Good, gotcha.
Can you talk about just how positive Clyde's attitude has been? He spoke earlier on this season about, you know, the surprise of not being able to play in last year's game. But talk about his attitude this year.
Yeah, Clyde's been great. He brings a lot of energy to that, not only to that group, but to the team. And in return, he's had a tremendous year this year. So, and he and Pacheco have a good relationship, as all the running backs do, but those two have a special relationship, and as coaches, we don't care who's in or who's out. They interchange with each other, and both have they're both strong on the pass game and the run game. So, yeah.
Coach, right here.
Yep.
Gotcha. Question from Germany.
Yes.
As you said before, times have changed a lot. The internet, mobile phones. What do you say about the conspiracies that have popped up concerning Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, like some kind of Republican conspiracies, that you guys made it into the Super Bowl to actually secretly re-elect or help re-elect President Biden?
That's way out of my league. Very similar to me speaking German. Listen, we appreciate, I appreciate the question. She's been great. We had a nice visit with President Biden. That's about as far as I can go last year. Yeah, with that.
Andy, over here.
Nope, I'm lost all the way over. Gotcha, Jeff.
This game features two of the better offensive play callers in the NFL. But to do that during the course of a game, does it have to take away or does it from game management?
I guess it can. We haven't had problems with that. We have good communication. We all have headsets on, so we can, and we have an opportunity to see things. So I think we're okay there. I trust, you know, Matt Nagy with doing things. If I have to watch the game, he's taking care of business, doing his thing. I'm sure Kyle would probably tell you the same thing. So we're there, and I think it works out okay. Yeah.
Hey, Andy, over here.
Okay.
There we go. So the answer, you know, if you can't say the third and 15 play, when you think back to the Super Bowl win over the 49ers, is there a moment or another play from that game that just kind of will pop to mind?
I'd tell you that was probably a big one right there. There were several plays within there to where we were able to come back in the game. They got after us pretty good the first half and into that third quarter. But I would tell you that that would probably be the biggest play that stands out, though. Yeah.
Time for three more guys. Right here. Coach, right here, Gilberto Obregón, CBS Las Vegas.
Okay.
With the win on Sunday, you get the chance to join a short list Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, of coaches, to win more than three Super Bowls. Have you thought about that?
I haven't, no, but I appreciate you asking. And I that's not where I go with all that. Yeah, yeah.
Do you use that as motivation, or?
No, I'm in, we're trying to teach about the 49ers. And you take yourself out of it, you take all that stuff out. This is a team sport, so you focus right in on that group. I will tell you, though, we've enjoyed Las Vegas and the hospitality from your people in the city here. Yeah.
Andy, E.J. Smith with the Philadelphia Inquirer. When you think of that 2-4 stretch you guys went through in the regular season, particularly the struggles Marquez had in some of those games, I guess what does it take from a team to overcome that and a player to overcome something like that?
Yeah. MVS has done a real nice job with that. He had a couple big drops early in the season. He just kept working, and he's mentally tough. He's smart. He understands the offense. So he just pounded through it, and it worked out, and the quarterback maintained confidence in him and has kept using him throughout. So, yeah.
We've executed at a higher level since then. Yeah, I think just simplifying, playing fast, letting guys go out there and just execute at their strengths was something that we always try to do, but I think we just really, really focused on that and letting guys play fast, not think, and that's helped us out a ton as this year's went on.
Patrick, I wanted to ask you about your side hustle, packing and commercials. Mm-hmm.
Definitely a lot more comfortable with it. You understand the process of it, how the cameras have to be set, everything like that. And I'm not going to say I'm like top tier yet, but I've done better, I think, as the more years have gotten those commercials in. And so I'll continue to do them, especially with State Farm and stuff like that. And I'll try to keep head and shoulders as long as they let me keep it if I cut my hair. So we'll see if we can keep going. Yeah, I mean, Travis is built for those moments, man. He does a great job. I mean, obviously, he hosts an SNL, and then being able to shoot the commercials. It's always fun when you get a guy that you can kind of freelance or kind of freestyle with a little bit and kind of do your own thing and just show your real personality, and definitely good to have him and Coach Reed and all those guys. Yeah, it's a fine line. I mean, you want to always stand behind what you believe in and what your beliefs are, and hopefully those are the right values and the right way. But you want to also have your personal life and keep things to yourself. You just find that right spot to use your platform in the right way that you believe can help not only yourself but the world and that we live in. Just kind of football in general. I mean, sometimes you just don't – you kind of get in the funk and you're not kind of able to get out of it. I thought in the second half in the AFC Championship game, obviously we were playing a really good defense, all-time defense, and they were executing at a high enough level. We just didn't execute. If you look at the film, a few mistakes here and there by kind of everybody, and that stuff that will – when you're playing a defense like that, will stall out drives, and we're playing a defense like that this week as well. And so we just had to execute at a higher level in the second half of football games, and I believe when we're executing, we can score the football. He's done a great job, man. I mean, it's hard in this offense to learn everything that Coach Reed wants you to do, all the different kind of routes, how we run them versus man versus zone, all that different type of stuff. And he's done a good job of just learning from his mistakes and not making the same mistake twice and getting better and better. And that's why his role has gotten bigger and bigger as the season's gone on.
Yeah, real quick, Pat, I've been asking a lot of guys on the Chiefs, if you had a tattoo on your face anywhere on their body for a guaranteed Super Bowl win. Some guys said yes, some said no. Shouldn't the answer be 100% yes?
100% yes. I'm doing whatever it takes for the Super Bowl win for sure.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
What about the guys that say like they shouldn't get it?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's humbling because I never thought I would be in this many Super Bowl games, honestly. I mean, you strive to be great, but you understand how hard it is to even be in this game. And for us to be in my fourth one and my 6 years of starting, it truly is remarkable. And I don't take it for granted because you never know if you're going to be able to be back in this game. Yeah, I think you got to first off take care of the football. They're very opportunistic. They get turnovers. They fly over to the football. They play hard. And then we have to match their intensity. I mean, they're a really good team. Offense, defense, special teams, they do it all. And so we have to match that intensity through and through in order to win the football game. Oh, yeah. Definitely heard about Bobby Witt's contract, man. I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's going to be in Kansas City for the long run, man. Just knowing the guy and how hard he works. It's going to do tremendous things for that organization because when you have a leader like that, that's young and really is inspired to make this team great, that's what you want in your league. Yeah, we talk to each other a little bit here and there, just through text and stuff like that. Obviously, I see him sometimes in Dallas. But luckily for me, we're in the Super Bowl, so I won't probably see him this offseason. He'll probably be already headed back by the time I get there. But he's the right type of guy that you want leading an organization. I think everybody knows that knows him. And he wants to do it in Kansas City, which I always think is special because Kansas City is a special place and they get behind their teams. And you want the Royals to be in that World Series convo again.
It broke everybody's heart in Chiefs Kingdom when Norma passed. And we were fortunate enough to go and get the Lamar Hunt trophy for her. And for this being the first Super Bowl she hasn't been to bring this one home for the Hunt family would mean the world. And, you know, such a powerful woman in sports and definitely one to remember for sure. I would say just find a love for the game, man. Find a love for the grind and getting better and finding love in accepting the challenges that come with that. I think this year, more than any year, I think we've been challenged on putting points up on the board. And, you know, that never the mentality in the building never changed. And that's where you see the growth and the incline of just keep getting better and better is that, you know, no matter what the challenge is in front of us, we're willing to accept that challenge and attack it head on. And I feel like when you just have a love for the game and you have that love and that want to gain knowledge for it, everything just kind of, you know, it takes off from there. I just love this team, man. I love coming into work every single day with these guys, men and women, and it's just been an amazing. It's been an amazing journey up to this point. And when you go through some ups and downs with people, you know, and you make it through the other side, it's a beautiful thing, man. And you just want it that much more for the person next to you, knowing how much work they put in, and it's just you know, this year's has been its own journey and had its own challenges, but I think it's really molded us into one of the best football teams I've ever been on. Yeah. Everybody's, you know, subject to their own opinion on everything, but I feel like it's only given me energy, man. I'm very fortunate to be in the position I am in life and to have the amazing things going for me. And you know what? I'd be silly to find any negativity in what's going on in my life.
Stress to the emotions and anxiety or whatever the jitters might be in this game, are they different than the run-up with the playoff games? Do they all feel the same?
Ain't no jitters for me, baby. I'm excited for this one, man. I'm excited for the challenge. I know it's going to be our biggest challenge yet, and there's no doubt seeping in. We got a great football team, and we're going up against a great football team. It's going to be one for the ages. I'm just excited for it, man. Oh yeah, I'm fired up, man. I'm ready to get this show on the road, put these pads on, and get this game rocking, man. Man, the 127 West Nixon crew, that's a special crew right there. For those of you who don't know, it's the house that we lived in University of Cincinnati. Yeah, those guys are special to me, man. But I'll tell you what, man, this group right here, this group that we got right now is as special of a team that I've ever been on, man. And it's just it's been a blast getting to know and getting to grow with these guys. Oh yeah, Wolfie's my listen. Wolfie would be my brother forever, man. Derek Wolf is my guy, man. How can you not cheer for that, man? And he's the way he's done it. You know, the naysayers, how he's been able to fight through. Everybody saying what type of quarterback he is. You can't help but to root for the guy. I'm going to bite my teeth during the game, but I mean, just who he is, I had him on the New Heights podcast of mine with my brother, and he was just a humble, good guy, and I mean, you could just tell that he's in it for the right reasons, so it's you could definitely cheer for him, but I'll be rooting against him on Sunday. I don't know if it inspires me, but it definitely gives me a lot of respect for the young man. I think everybody finds inspiration in their own light, but seeing him, you know, go through what he had to go through and be where he is, you know, you can appreciate that and respect the hell out of him. And like I said, you can cheer for him and want you know, him to keep having that success, just maybe not this Sunday. I'd like to say I'm a product of my environment, man. I got an unbelievable head coach. I got a great coaching staff that puts me in the best positions possible, and then I got a great team and a great quarterback that that play their tails off and work their tails off every single week to try and get, you know, everybody to have the success that we've had this year. And that being said, man, if you're not getting excited for the playoffs, man, there's something wrong with you, man. You're not human. You know, so just getting excited for those big moments and just being accountable for the guys. That's the biggest thing. Man, I'm a big no rules kind of guy. So once the play breaks down, there's no rules. I could just kind of run wherever I want to. Pat's the best at finding guys no matter where they're at on the field at any point in the game or any point in the play. So having the understanding that the play's never over and anything can happen, and then on top of that, maybe no rules. You know, last year was a special year for us, and you know, obviously, if you've seen my brother's documentary, Kelsey, you'll see a lot why, and it's because how tight and how close we were, and I'd always wanted to be at the mountaintop with my brother. And it was always in, when I visualized it, it was always playing with him in the Super Bowl. But playing against him, meeting him there was one of the most special moments of my life. And I don't know if any moment will ever compare to being on top of the world with going against my brother like that.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's SYLVAN29.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Amount of rings he was able to collect at each drop. I mean, Patrick can't help me achieve anything other than like accolades, right? So if Patrick have 3,000 yards, they're not gonna be like, okay, Chris Jones set the quarterback 8 times. He should win DPOY because Patrick threw 3 times. It doesn't translate. But in a broad view of things, is Patrick being successful, our offense is being successful, gives me more opportunities to rush the passer.
Chris, can you talk about the strip sack that you had
that you get called? Last question.
The most athletic play I've ever seen.
I have no comment about it, man.
Chris, I want to ask you
absolutely, man. That game was so dang cool. Some players got frostbite. Some coaches got frostbite. So that game was very challenging, man. So cold, extremely cold. I don't know what they could handle it. I know at one point I could handle it. So it was like, yeah, it was cold.
Chris, what are the differences you see from the Cornelius offense last night
facing
the ball
today? More weapons. You know, Christian McCaffrey, you got Debo is playing at a high level. You got one of the best tight ends in the league. I mean, they got more weapons. They got Brock Purdy. They had Jimmy Garoppolo. So I think they're a completely different team now. As Super Bowl champions. I don't care about the stats. I don't care about, oh, we the, one of the best defense. I don't care. Super Bowl champions. Just more grittier, man. More grittier, more hungrier. We got a lot of young guys, so it's a difference. It's a lot faster. A lot faster.
Thank you, guys.
We're done? Listen, guys, love you, man.
I wouldn't say they use him in a unique way. You know, he's a huge part of their offense because of all the different stuff he's able to do. They run the ball behind him a lot. And, you know, there's different things they do to play to his strengths, if you will. You know, so they do a lot of stuff where they run behind him, or they've used him in the past in some formations, pulling and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we have a whole lot of respect for him.
Is there any specific way that they do this? Like, is it when you're in the film room, are there concepts or
gotcha. Gotcha.
Come again?
A hero? I don't know. My parents. My favorite Vegas memory so far had been getting drafted. I was drafted here, and you know, being able to be a part of all that stuff and enter this great organization. You know, have won a couple games here already, so that's been awesome, and hopeful to win another one this Sunday. My emotion?
Yeah.
I don't know if any of these are just, I don't know if any of these fit. Yeah, I don't know if any of these really fit. You know, it's a lot of fun being here. I don't know. I'm just blessed to be here, so I use this. You know, it's a blessing to be a part of a situation like this and to be able to go to two Super Bowls back-to-back, so that's why I'd say that. The toughest part? I mean, for me, it's always being challenged to be great every single day, you know, pushing yourself to be better every single day. I don't know if that's a challenging part, but that's I wouldn't have it any other way. Absolutely. You know, this season is getting through a lot of adversity, you know, being able to overcome that and still hopefully finish off the season the right way. We don't really focus on any of that talk or anything like that. But for us, it's just always constantly striving to get better. You know, we're challenged by our coach, Coach Spags, to constantly get better and to achieve the potential of our defense. So that's what we try to do every single day. I don't necessarily say that we talk about it. I mean, it's always, you know, when you start the season, the goal is to win the Super Bowl every single year, whether you've won it the year before or you haven't ever won it. So, you know, for us to just get to the Super Bowl and win it, that's the starting goal for every season. Absolutely. I think with Spags, it all starts about how much he cares about the guys, man. We could see that he truly cares about us. He loves us. He's like a father figure, if you will. And it starts with that, you know, he's a man that instills faith in our defense, you know, just trusting in one another, and everything goes from there. But, you know, we love Spags. We love playing for Spags. Like, his game plan, you know, and what the stuff he's able to dial up speaks for itself. But, you know, he's just a great human being. I'd have to say that before anything else. Yeah, there's a good amount of that. You know, we had a lot of first-year starters last year that tried to take that next step this year, and hopefully I think we show that we did that. And, you know, we just challenge each other to get better every single day. You know, I think this can be a group of guys with a core group of however many there are that they can really do some special things in the future, but right now we're just focused on this game.
Do you realize how unique that is? Because obviously the NFL's a business, free agency, teams don't really stay together for a long time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think we have the chance to do something really special, but I think we have a chance to do something really special again this week, too. So just focus on that.
George, I was talking to how last year on Super Bowl as well, he missed to guys like Jamie and Josh. Now, do you feel a little bit more at ease this year compared to last year, or is it really just the same process?
I wouldn't really say at ease. You know, the tensions are high, the stakes are high. You know, you're in a Super Bowl, you know. But you're familiar, and having that experience, I think, just makes you just more familiar and not as tense maybe going into the game.
What kind of teacher is Spags?
I don't know. That's a great question. You know, Spags always keeps you on your toes because he'll, like, be presenting a certain topic or something like that, and he might just call in a random person to explain something. So he challenges everybody, and everybody's going to know. He's a great teacher because he explains everything really, really well. Everybody takes notes, and there's a specific way we conduct our business in the defensive unit room. So, you know, he's great.
You mentioned how much he cares about the players.
Yeah.
How you
could just tell by his words, by his emotions, by his actions, you know, by the trust he has in in the players and in the coaches. But, you know, he's the leader, so he, you know, leaders lead by example. So he definitely does a great job of that. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different instances within the year that if he really feels a certain way, he'll harp on it all the time during the week. You know, like, I don't know, like about Lamar, really just being able to contain him and not giving him very many running lanes. That was a focal point, so he just kept harping on that during the week of practice. At Iowa? I didn't play at Iowa. Yeah, Purdue. Okay, I was about to say, I'm not an Iowa guy, but... you know, I definitely have watched Nick and have a lot of respect for his game. You know, it's more during the off season when you're trying to improve your craft, or like during the season when you're trying to study a common opponent. So I've watched him. I have a lot of respect for his game, and he's a great player, a great guy to watch.
It's a blessing to be able to play for a guy like him.
Creed, sometimes you see these skill position guys, they're not sure whether they have possession or whether they are out of bounds, so they try to hurry it up to the next play. Is that something you guys try to practice, or is it just, you know, guys, we got to hurry it up, like, let's go?
Yeah, you know, we practice situations like that. you know, the coaches do a great job of preparing us for anything. So, you know, the team's done a great job understanding situations, and the coach has done a great job relaying those situations for us. Best hockey player? Probably Travis over there. I think he's pretty good at ice skating and a physical big guy, athletic. So I don't know if he's played hockey before. I think he did, but, you know, I'd probably say Travis. Yeah, you know, we've gotten a great relationship over the past 3 years, and just being able to work with Pat's a blessing. You know, obviously, he's probably the best quarterback in the league right now, the best in a while too. So it's a blessing just to get to work with him, and we've grown a good relationship over the past 3 years. Can't think of anything specific right now. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he's done a great job for us, and we knew he'd be able to just because of the way he works day in and day out. You know, wanted to be the best version of himself he can be, and anytime his number's been called for us since I've been here, I mean, he's done a great job, and he obviously has a ton of experience playing in bigger games, things like that, throughout his career too. So it's been awesome to have him. He's a huge piece in our room. Yeah, I mean, it can definitely be difficult for people. But the way he's attacked this season, the way he's, you know, set back, and me and him have studied, you know, film together, you know, after hours in the facility, you know, I knew he'd be prepared. Yeah, you know, I mean, Javon, he's one of the best D tackles in the league for sure. So anytime you're playing against him, you know you have to be on your best. And if you're not, it's going to be a long day. So, it's always fun playing against him. I played him twice now. This will be the third time. And you know it's going to be a tough day's work ahead whenever you're playing him. Yeah, new game, new season. You know, every week's going to be different. So for us, it's just coming in with the same mentality every single week.
Reed, I'm an athlete in action. I'm wondering, is there a piece of advice or a coaching moment that's really impacted you?
Yeah, I mean, probably the best piece of advice that I've ever gotten is, you know, just to keep your head down and work. And no matter the circumstances, no matter what situation you're in, just make sure you're working and keep moving forward, keep improving. How has it played out on the field? I give all the credit that I have right now to my Lord. He's done a great job. He's such a huge part of my life, and it's a blessing just to be able to use this as a pedestal to, you know, give thanks to him. Routine for me is, you know, I try to stay as calm as possible pregame. That's kind of what I do. I don't really do anything specific, you know, just kind of relax as much as possible, listen to music, things like that, and stay calm. Yeah, you know, I think the mindset of the guys, it's just been, you know, come in, work, and improve. We knew we weren't where we needed to be after that game, and we knew where we could be if we worked the right way, and I feel like the guys have done that, and it's paid off, and we're playing some really good ball right now.
Going to continue to be a hell of a player for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I've played with the two best quarterbacks to ever play this game, especially when it comes to, you know, arm talent-wise. You know, obviously, Brady has all the statistics, but I think Pat's getting pretty close to, you know, breaking some of those. But when it comes to arm talent, man, between Aaron and Pat, you know, they're equal. And so having those two guys, you know, be my quarterbacks for my career has been, you know, nothing but life-changing. And I'm grateful for both those guys. I got great friendships with both those guys. And I hope that, you know, I can finish my career here with Pat and, you know, watch Aaron finish his career over in New York and, you know, it'd be good.
Was one of the things that Travis said was he didn't want anyone in the locker room thinking that he didn't have his total focus. to bother him celebrity-wise? What have you seen from him as far as his dedication?
I mean, he's been the same guy. You know, he's never let his outside stuff affect, you know, his play. It's not like he just became a celebrity, you know, yesterday. He's been the best tight end in the history of football for years. And so, you know, he has a personal relationship that he has outside of football, and that's normal. And just like everybody else. And so he's just living his life. Yeah, that's always going to be, you know, priority number one. Football is never going to define me. I take my faith very, very seriously. There's nothing more important than my faith and, you know, what God has done for me. And so, you know, I won't ever let, you know, a football play or a number define me, because I know where my heart's at and I know, you know, who I play for. No, I mean, I still play the game very, very competitively. Don't get me wrong, I want to win every single play and I want to win every single game. But football won't ever define me, you know, because like I said, God's the only person that can judge me, so. Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a player. To be, you know, the last pick of the draft, to be playing for a Super Bowl and, you know, up for MVP talks. You know, obviously he's a super talented, gifted guy, has a great team around him. And I'm excited to see what he can do against our defense, because we got a really good defense. And I think it'll be his toughest challenge to date with our defense this year. Yeah, I mean, some of the wideouts, we'll get into arguments about who's the fastest. So we'll go and, you know, ask our data guys who ran the fastest today or who reached the top speed throughout the year. So that's stuff that we kind of use just for fun or for bragging rights, but that's kind of pretty much it. Nah, we don't play this game to hold anything back. I mean, it was great to help my team, you know, get to a victory, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't for me. You know, I wasn't like, oh yeah, this is a weight off my shoulders or anything like that. I was just help, you know, great to help this team win the game. What? Oh yeah, I mean, obviously we played here last year. Before I got here, we had, they had a bunch of experience with a couple other Super Bowl experiences. So, you know, just having that experience is going to be great, just learning how to deal with the long TV timeouts and the long halftime breaks and things like that. It's going to be helpful, you know, just to pass down to the younger guys of, you know, how to keep your body ready for a, you know, a four-hour football game. Yeah, I mean, it's a familiar place that we've had to play at a couple times. I think they call it Arrowhead West or something like that. So, you know, just being able to go in and play in a familiar place is going to be good. Why not Jesus? You know, I know what he's done for my life. I know how he saved my life, how he's impacted my life, and how he's, you know, helped me and everyone around me and put me in this position to go in and be successful. So, you know, I couldn't tell you why not. That's pretty personal, so I'll leave that one for another conversation.